and welcome to our 2016 Oscar podcast for theyoungfolks.com. We'll be covering a number of topics, not all of them, because that's ridiculous. And
like, we never tried that before.
But so right now we're going to be talking about the big one, Best Picture. I don't get the humor there, but I'll ask later. The nominations are The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, The Martian, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. And just as a little disclaimer, we will not be talking about who we wish could have been nominated and who we really, really wish weren't nominated.
Because positivity is key here.
And we don't have that kind of time. So, Evan.
Yeah.
I know your pick. Most people know your pick if you read The Young Folks.
Where's my spray paint?
But you should... No. Get out of here. But you should go ahead.
Witness me! No, but really, here's the deal. Mad Max Fury Road is a unique thing. It came out in May. It was a blockbuster. People liked it. And then all of a sudden, people just didn't stop talking about how good it was, including me. Because not only is it a great action movie, not only could it have been equally made into a silent film, and somewhere on his computer, George Miller has a copy of this very movie as a silent black and white film, edited completely differently with no dialogue. It is a technically sound movie. It is a well-made movie, and it is one that really legitimately should change the way that movies with visual effects and stunts just change the way that things are done. And that is mostly thanks to George Miller, which you can refer to my rant on him in our Best Director video on. But it's the ultimate nerd movie. It's the best post-apocalypse thing ever made.
Well, I think the best thing too is that it kind of transcends just being a nerd movie also.
That's true, because it actually it's a genuinely feminist movie in a way, in terms of the way that,
which is nice for
nerds.
It's a nice plus.
Surprise. But I also think it plays into the nostalgia factor of people who like the originals. It helps that George
Did you guys
Miller
ever see Road Warrior with the little feral kid with the boomerang? There wasn't any of that in this movie.
Because
but that's
Mel
great.
Gibson makes me violently ill.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's even better. There's no Mel Gibson in this movie.
Well, the other
one even better.
But if Mad Max wins, I'll be like very happy, just because it will. I won't expect it.
What I'm wondering is, are they just throwing it in there because they genuinely like it and think it's that good, or is it that one genre movie they throw in every year to draw in the nerd crowd that they know is going to watch?
No,
that's what I'm thinking.
The Martian. The Martian, to me, is also a nerd,
but the
feel-good movie.
The Martian does have a broad appeal, though, because it's
so
not
an action. So does Mad Max, though, I think. Because think about it. If Mad Max would have been, if it got a Best Picture nomination just for that reason, it wouldn't also be tied for the most nominated movie that's up this
year. It does have a lot of nominations.
It and The Revenant are, like, essentially neck and neck, I think, for the number of nominations. And also, I don't think the Oscars care as much about demographic in the way that like the Golden Globes does. The Golden Globes would have nominated like Star Wars if it had been eligible at the time. They would have nominated them just to get the entire lineup of the Star Wars cast on their carpet so people watched. I don't think the Oscars gives a shit. I think they should sometimes, but I don't think they do.
That's right, because they know we're gonna be drinking anyway.
Yeah, but pretty much I think The Martian was a safe choice really, because like Mad Max, it was fun, but it really didn't have, it wasn't as out there as Mad Max. Sure. Mad Max, you know, I think is a great movie, and if it did win, it would be so unpredictable. It would have me give like a little bit more faith in the Academy, just as much, not much more. But I don't think it's gonna win simply because of
what
it's
what is your pick then?
My pick is Spotlight.
And do you think it's gonna win?
I think Spotlight is going to win. It had a lot of Oscars momentum, like just coming up through Oscar season. It got a lot of award nominations, and it's just because Tom McCarthy, he was hated in the beginning of this year because he directed that crap movie called The Cobbler from Adam Sandler.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
But he's also—it's also worth noting though. He's also had a pretty Evan. Turn back around. He also. He's also directed three amazing indie darling films. He did The Station Agent, Win-Win, and The Visitor, which were all loved. So I think people are having, again, which I mentioned the director, it's having kind of the Richard Linklater effect. Whereas, like, they finally get a big enough movie that they can possibly award. You know what I mean? But sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no. It's okay. Because I kind of had the same feeling as you. But, you know, since After the Cobbler and he came back with this movie that has just, you know, is just so great, you know, it's really bringing him back in the spotlight, because it's rare for a director to, you know, create crap in 1 year and then suddenly come back with this Oscar-winning film in, like, months after. And what's so great about, you know, Spotlight, it's the exact opposite as Mad Max. You know, it's so simply shot. You know, there's no gimmicks, there's no glitzy effects. He just tells the story. It's just so simple, and it's so tense, just all the way through, even till the end, until the end credits, when you see like the locations.
We just lost you.
You lost me?
We totally just lost internet.
Oh no! Huh?
Okay, it's still going.
It's still going.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah, we'll fix it then later.
Continue on what we were saying.
Okay. Yeah, that it just had like all of the locations at the end of it, so it was just so tense just all the way through. And it has an ensemble cast, you know, Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keane, Rachel McAdams, Liev Schreiber, they all put on amazing performances, and not one person outshined the other.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I understand, and I actually think your pick kind of relates to why, I'm going to segue here, but it kind of relates to my pick, which, again, I'm trying not to pick the same movies, but I also genuinely love this film, and I think Brooklyn deserves to be a Best Picture winner, as much as I think those two deserve it as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's a strong year for movies.
Yeah,
it's across the board.
Every year is a strong, I'm going to just add my one thing that I add everywhere. Every year is a good year for movies if you look for it. If you're just going by what's blockbuster, just what's getting the big ad space, you're probably not going to see a ton of amazing movies. Some, because I don't think blockbuster equates bad. But I think if you actively look for the smaller movies, the movies that don't get the big air time, you're going to find amazing things. But yeah, Brooklyn.
Because of people, I don't like the Oscars that much, because everyone's just like, well, they don't nominate things I watch. Well, it's like, what, you think Age of Ultron should win an Academy Award?
You know, and it's a matter of expanding your scope. You know, look for, if you're going to be a movie fan, watch everything and anything you can get your hands on. But I think Brooklyn is similar to Spotlight in the sense that it's kind of old-fashioned filmmaking, or at least old-fashioned storytelling, in that these people that they're telling stories about, for the most part, are decent human beings. Like, the big thing for Brooklyn for me that I loved was, beyond the fact that, like, there were so many rich female characters in it, was that it's just about a good person trying to have a better life. And it's simple, and the structure is, like, so equal, and it's, like, three parts in how she, you know, comes to America, meets Tony, has to go through her big decision at the end. Mm-hmm. But you're never necessarily worried about derailing, and I think every piece of the movie comes together perfectly. Like, the score, the cinematography, the performances, everything is just beautiful to watch. And again, it seems like a movie transported from the 50s right down to, you know, Emery Cohen's performance as Tony being likened to, like, an old Marlon Brando aw-shucks.
I kept calling him Tony Bag of Donuts through that entire movie. He was so great.
He was very good.
He was great.
So I think there's something classical about it without making it feel dated, which I think is a special quality of films these days. Because again, you know, people like to go bigger and better, I feel like, to try to make the best movie. And you can see it in movies like The Revenant, where it's like just trying to, like, prove how much you can do.
This grandiose
Whereas you can take this very small, intimate movie and make it just as exciting and just as amazing to watch as Leonardo DiCaprio getting mauled by a bear.
Not raped, mauled. We got it.
If Brooklyn took an upset win, that won't ever happen, I'd be pleased. I don't think it's going to be happening, but I think the movie was just beautiful to watch. I've seen it 3 times. Like, I love it.
Really? I thought it's a quaint movie. It's a beautiful movie. It's very subtle and emotional, and it's genuine.
There's an earnest nature to it. You know, like, every character is just trying to do good. I can't really complain about that these days.
And Saoirse, you know, Saoirse did a great job in this role. It was colorful. Like, you know, I loved all the women in it. I especially loved Donald Gleason in it. He just is amazing in everything he is. He had a great year this year.
Yeah, he did.
His movies, those are great.
Someone give his agent a raise. I mean, gosh.
Yeah, he's great. I think our picks are pretty, like, easy. You know, they're all great movies for the most part. I can't think of anything to add, except that if you look at each of them and you see how different they are, it's kind of fun.
They are. They're like none of them really feel like the same movie.
No, except, again, I think the classical quality in, like, Brooklyn and Spotlight's kind of all the President's Men likeness.
Sure, yeah.
I think they're all really great movies. I'm just, like, I'm surprised we kind of really got to the point on those really quick.
It was pretty easy because, you know, all of them are fantastic.
Yeah, they are. So, speaking to you, the viewer, we're going to be breaking the fourth wall here. If you'd like to join the conversation with us on the night of the Oscars, we're going to be tweeting the whole time. You just join us at TYF Official using the hashtag TYF Oscars, and we're going to be tweeting there right along with me, Allie, Yasmin, everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.